This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Another week, another live Canadian bonus Thursday episode with the great Thomas Middleditch. This one is from our Winnipeg show. If you are listening to this, maybe you want to see us live in Amsterdam on June 4th, in London on June 6th, in Dublin on June 10th. Tickets still available for the Amsterdam and London shows. We hope you can make it. The tickets will be at ifiwereyoushow.com or jakeandamir.com. Make a trip of it. Come to Europe with us. That's not insane. We're going to Europe. You can do it too. All right, without further ado, enjoy this episode live from the Burt Cummings Theater in Winnipeg with Thomas Middleditch.
Jake and Amir!
What the fuck are we doing here?
Wow.
Wow.
Sit down.
Please.
Oh, God.
For everybody listening at home, we got a fucking standing O.
Sit. I gotta cut that down. That was 11 minutes.
Oh, 11 minutes of a standing O.
We have to start the show.
Down. We have to start the show.
We really, because we have like...
They were giving it up for a fucking Squarespace ad.
It's crazy.
Can you believe that?
Please sit down. Mr. President, thank you. Jesus Christ.
Is that Trudeau or our president?
No, Obama's here with fucking Trudeau. I'm sorry. Thank you,
They're
my
69ing.
God.
I'm and
humble.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm humble.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm humble. Is that Mr. fucking Bean? Canada's own Rowan Jordan Atkinson? He's doing...
So the most impressive people that could come to the show are Trudeau, Obama, and Mr. Bean?
The big three.
Really?
They're on my Mount Rushmore.
Who's
of why did you do
Who's
it
the
like
fourth?
That? Oscar the Grouch.
So sad.
Winnipeg, we are so excited to be here for the first time ever.
First show.
Yeah. We feel the excitement. We feel the energy. My God. Imagine that we're just podcasters.
Yeah.
Doesn't really make sense, but we're honored. We almost didn't make it.
We were detained.
We didn't know Canada had it in them. Quite honestly, good on you, Winnipeg.
Yeah, they're a little mistrustful. They're like, yeah. Why do you want to come to Winnipeg?
Which makes sense. I kind of misconstrued it as delusions of grandeur. Like, maybe someone wants to... Nobody wants to bomb you, Winnipeg.
Yeah. That already happened with the snow.
Yeah. God already bombed you. You should be sucking my dick to get in. Which is what I said, so we were detained.
That's why we were detained.
Yeah, I was tased. Actually, the officer, we had our passport and our forms, which were filled out very hastily, but I gave it to her, and she's like, oh, you're that comedian. You're doing the show tonight.
Yeah, I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Go sit in that room over there.
This was 90 minutes ago. So we're like, we don't have a lot of time, but we'll sit in the room. But you know me, right? From the podcast. She's like, go sit in the room.
Pants down, spread your ass cheeks.
Rubber glove. So tell me about iTunes. And then she said, my friends are going to be there.
Yeah, she said somebody named Ben.
And Sarah.
No, Sarah, Ben and Sarah?
Sarah and Ben.
Does somebody named Ben work at... Do you know Officer Hyatt?
Jill Hyatt? She molested me. Unrelated to security.
Yeah.
This was 11 years ago. At a Timmy Ho's. Wait, you know her? You know Officer Hyatt, is it? I don't know, what's...
You wish you knew her? You wish you... Yeah. She fucking fingered my friend in front of my eyes.
Is that fair to you guys? But it is fun to be here despite how freaking cold it is. That's fine. Everyone can get used to it.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted at me today that it's like, it's not cold, but it is snowing a lot.
Right.
So it is cold. I'm from Los Angeles. If it's freezing, that's freezing. And if it's colder than freezing, that's also cold. But here in Winnipeg, it can be -2, and you guys are like, that's not that cold,
that's
right? That's fine. That's a nice day. There was a guy wearing shorts.
Oh, yeah, that dude was wearing shorts. There was a guy on our plane, and he was just wearing shorts. He was wearing Birkenstocks with no socks. This dude, he was like fucking Frodo going over the What?
What'd you say to me?
What'd you say to me, man? You say Bilbo Baggins to me? I'm sorry, man. I'm more of a Two Towers kind of guy, but that's cool.
No, it's not cool.
It actually is pretty cool. You don't think it's cool?
No.
Don't think it's cool that Aragorn Strider won his crown back?
I don't think it's cool that a fat fantasy writer wrote something. You keep eating it up.
J.R.R. Tolkien wasn't fat, I think.
Anyway, like I said, we're not in Canada very often, so it is very exciting to be here. We thought, since we do our podcast sometimes with some friends, we should bring a special guest here. And what better special guest to bring than our... What?
He said Bilbo Baggins again. You're obsessed. Dildo Baggins. That's better.
What better person to bring than our favorite Canadian friend?
Yeah.
That's right. Friend of the podcast. You've seen him on Silicon Valley. Yeah.
They already know now.
Perhaps you've heard him in Captain Underpants. Please put your hands together for Thomas Middleditch.
We are not worthy.
Can you smell? The wrong line.
Yeah, just I'm still stuck in that like WWF Raw mentality, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
attitude.
Yeah. You could have done the Hunter Hearst Helmsley like water spit thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, you could have.
Well, I could have. No, but instead I did The Rock. I'm sorry. Is he not big enough for you?
You're already mad at us.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment. I'm sorry.
Triple H? I'm giving you The Rock.
Yeah.
That's how I enter stage now. It's just a solid WWE reference.
That was pretty good. It wasn't the 11-minute standing O we got, but these people are very pumped.
Yeah, you guys are very kind. I've never been. I grew up in British Columbia. I've never been to Manitoba. It's pretty cool. It's beyond flat. I can't believe how flat it is.
What's flatter than flat?
You grow up and they're like, oh, you go to Manitoba, it's flat, and you're like, okay, man, chill. Oh, yeah, the Royal Canadian Air Force, stupid, open, open. You're like, I get it. It's the same old joke I heard for 12 years. But it's right. It's right. It's absurd. It's as if it's like the top of a
Zen garden.
No, I'm like, I'm doing the top of a,
thing.
Like a, no, like a perfectly poured Stella Artois.
Oh, there you go.
Like it just, it filled up and they went.
Yeah, with the little, they have the thing.
And it's like, you could celebrate it in such a way, like it's so flat, it's like fucking perfect.
And it also does reek of beer. So
yeah,
that
yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Much like a Stella
beer
Artois.
Beer in an old bar.
Yeah.
I hate Winnipeg.
Oh my God.
such a good song. That's the only time where you can say I Hate Winnipeg and be like, yeah, we fucking love that song. It's true.
What's the song?
It's I Hate Winnipeg by the Weaker Thens. Can we play it? We play a clip. We got a clip, don't we? Can we have the clip?
Ish, let's do the clip.
It's one of the few good Canadian songs. It's really good. It's really good.
What about One
That
Week?
And Anything by BNL.
Yeah, dude.
No, I was being very sarcastic.
I had the Bare Naked Ladies Greatest Hits album.
It's a single.
Dad. Get out of the rec room.
We're playing Sega. You guys want to sit down and answer some questions?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys need us, we're just going to be over here.
Right. It would have been funny if you came out while they were applauding and then just left.
That was it. Yeah. All right, that's my time.
We can only afford to get Thomas for 15 seconds.
God, it was worth it for the rock thing.
So who here has heard our podcast before? Woo! Was anybody here dragged by a friend that's like, you gotta listen to this podcast? And they're like, all right, I'll come with you, but I don't promise to like it.
All inside jokes from now on.
Yeah.
This one's for the day ones.
Yeah.
Get your crowd clothes out, bitches. You don't get that, do you? Don't worry, they'll play it for you on the way home, and it won't be funny then either.
If you're not in a Seize the Cheese shirt, you leave now.
This is a classic, you know, it's a classic audio-based
It's a jokey,
program.
It's a talk-em-up, it's
yeah,
just
this
classic.
Yeah, you got the phrases and the zips and the zooies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've never listened to an episode. It's
no,
so clear now.
No, I find it offensive. I find it really offensive.
But for those of you who haven't heard, let me just explain to you very quickly. It's an advice show, a podcast. People will email us from around the world. They're in sticky situations. They don't know who to turn to. They figure, hey, Jake and Amir and Thomas could probably figure it out. Sometimes we answer these questions alone, trembling, naked, afraid, and wet in our studio. Ugh. Have you ever been wet with us in our studio?
Can't say that I have, no.
No, yeah. You haven't done
God
a wet
damn it,
episode.
Do I want to be. What'd you say?
Huh?
What the fuck did,
what did you
just
say?
What
did you say to Thomas? What did you just fucking say to Thomas?
I said you've never done a wet episode. It's a yeah. quick little...
But why would we be wet on a podcast?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like
I
was what? Just... Like in a pool or like out of the pool but still wet? Because then that's just like cold.
I didn't think that far. I don't know. It was just a funny little thing like to imagine it's soaking wet.
It sounds like you're just like really into it. That's all.
No, I'm not into it.
It'd be wet. If the air conditioning's on, that I could imagine a more uncomfortable situation. Yeah. Just sitting in front of mics, wet, cold, talking about bullshit.
That was
what a dumb idea. Yeah.
It was just a silly little thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, silly is right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Anyway, so a lot of it is infighting like that, but sometimes we get to the root of these real people's real issues. All we need is a fake name to preserve their...
Wow. You, sir, right there in the front, you have a booming voice, and you came ready to shout something. You yelled Crandis? You're Crandis. I finally caught you. You've been to every live show we've ever done. Turn out to you.
All right, here we go. Crandis writes, longtime listener, first time writer. I've managed to talk myself out of a lot of different situations in my life, avoiding conversations based on myself, not to give any clues away. But recently, I've managed to put myself into a tricky pickle. That's right. A few nights a week, I've been going to an Irish bar, and I keep meeting the same dime. We've been drinking and dancing, and we really hit it off. She's a goddess. The kind of girl you would take a kick in the balls for, just to see a titty.
God, that's fucking romantic.
He must have wrote this pre-Me Too.
Pre-Too.
Pre-Too.
Hashtag pre-Too. So after a few meetings, I decided to look up the girl in some casual Instagram and Facebook searches, as one is wont to do, and I saw she had mutual friends, By the way, did I mention I have a girlfriend of a few months and the girl I've been drinking with is her younger sister? Help! I love my girlfriend, but
no,
things...
No, you don't.
But things really hit it off with her sis. Do I break up with my girl or try my luck spreading the KFC family bucket thighs? Of this 10 out of 10, holler at your boy, Crandis.
That was this guy.
Let's give it up for Crandis.
Crandis.
And do they have Kentucky Fried Chicken in Canada?
Yeah, we got them. We got it.
So Kentucky is the state in America.
They know. They get it. They get it.
No, we
and
know
chicken,
other...
you know what chickens are. They have that here,
it's
right?
Just you that doesn't know anything about Canada.
Okay, that's fair. So is it legal to go from a girlfriend to her younger sister that you've been drinking with at an Irish bar?
Is it older sister? No, younger.
Younger.
Sister.
He said younger.
Okay.
Is it legal?
Is it legal? It's legal.
It is legal.
It could be considered widely so poor form.
Frowned upon.
As Captain Hook says in the movie Hook, poor form.
So but, it's legal, but it's frowned upon, you think?
Well, you know, I'm always in, you know, I say pursue your happiness, my friend. So that's nice. Really what he thinks is going to be good. I mean, you got to go get that.
What if pursuing your happiness is pursuing other people's sadness?
That's then you're like a mortal enemy of Batman, I think. Then Batman comes.
That's solid advice. Like, go
that's
ahead,
true.
But Batman would think you were an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like
what
cool
would Batman do?
Yeah, what would Batman do? He wouldn't kill anybody.
He wouldn't.
That's his one rule.
What's the nicest way to do this? If you break up with the sister and then date the other sister.
No, it's the answer. There's no nice way to do this.
Why is there a nice way?
The proximity is too close.
So you can never nicely date your lover's sister? Sister is off the nice table forever?
Only if the original... Only if the original sister was like, hey, I don't think you and I should date. You know who I think would be a better match? My younger sister.
It has to be the sister. It's called incestription.
Incestion. It's an incest inception exception.
That's an incest inception conception invention convention.
You sneak into her dreams, you see. It has to be the sister's idea. But how to convince her that this is a good idea?
Well, a question that I can't ask Crandis. What is he thinking with? Is he thinking with his little wiener or thinking with his head? Like, does he just like the younger sister because she's a dime, I believe he put it?
He said a 10 out of 10 crispy chicken
bucket.
Yeah,
he wants
of
to
thighs.
Get in his the fucking slop around in a chicken bucket. I've always said the best way to a lady's heart is to compare her vagina to a greasy bucket of chicken.
It's just finger licking good.
Yeah, and
no.
Family size. That's just like,
that's where
bam.
The incest comes back.
Yeah. I do declare, be still my heart.
I'm more of a grilled chicken guy. What did you say to me? Grease up?
That is the dumbest idea. We're trying to get this guy out unscathed. Just sister hop into the better sister. Or the worse sister,
wait,
maybe.
Wait, what did they say? Three subs?
Threesome.
No,
oh, threesome. Oh, I thought they were like, three subs. Like, just 3 6-inchers. Like, wherever you want.
That's how you get a girl.
Yeah. Fuck KFC. Subway.
You buy her a BMT.
Oh, yeah. Threesome. See, okay. It's a very funny, you know, look, I'm not poo-pooing threesomes, but I think if you had a threesome and you looked over and they were sisters, you'd be like, I feel fucking real weird right now. Yes. But you two should feel super weird.
Yeah.
I think it would feel awesome, but weird for them. If you have a threesome, is it still incest?
If it's a good threesome.
The quick answer is yes, but nobody's thinking about it.
Because you're in between.
If they're not kissing, but you're kissing one sister, then you're kissing the other. And I'm not saying this is what I want to do. I'm saying this is just what this guy and those guys wanted to do.
Yeah.
Is that incest if you're just around your sister or brother while they're having sex?
Let's swap the genders.
You sure?
You got two bros and a girl in the middle.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Disqualified.
I'm physically ill.
USA! USA!
If I even see my brother fully clothed, I'm gay.
So you've never seen your brother?
Oh, I have.
Oh, okay.
So this is you coming out.
What a weird way to come out.
I guess now.
Oh, that's
anyway,
strange.
Back to the naked sisters fucking you,
no,
Jake.
No, it's naked brothers now.
Okay. Naked brothers. So if the brothers have the girl in a 2v1 situation.
Mm-hmm. And well, it's 1v.
One, okay.
Because I, sorry.
1v2ds.
Yeah. Nice. I think you'd be, in the, but if you're doing that, you'd call them 2ps.
Oh yeah, 1v2ps.
Two ps.
Two ps and a v pod. Continue.
Just let him finish, man.
If they don't interact, the bros, they just kind of do a 2v1 kind of situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like an Eiffel Tower of sorts?
No, because Eiffel Tower is interaction. If you high five, that's incest. It has to be
even fully clothed again. Yeah. That's why you've never shaken my brother's hand.
I guess it's not technically incest, but I can't imagine a scenario where I would just be okay with looking over and seeing my brother kissing or fucking or doing anything. That would be like, oh, Jesus, like everything's changed now.
Yeah, what's the next dinner like with your family?
So like, fuck you and your threesome suggestion is what my point is.
I like the idea of the guy who asked this question listening to the podcast. Oh, they gave me an answer. And it's just Thomas being like, if I saw my brother fucking.
And look, I like him. I like the guy. I can't imagine if your relationship's already complicated and then...
What if you saw Thomas's brother fully clothed?
I'm gay.
Really?
Wait, so if you see any brother...
No, I'm just gay.
Oh.
Yeah, and sometimes I see people, and sometimes I don't.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Unrelated to my sexual orientation.
Good shit. Yeah. Cheers.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Cheers.
Oh,
right.
Cheers.
Oh,
to
cheers.
What?
Of course.
Cheers. What are we cheersing
and
to?
To fucking your brother, I guess.
Oh, wait.
Good man.
Frank Middleditch.
And Amir had whiskey. Now we're traveling. Now we're having fun.
So wait, do we conclude? Do we? Is that it, or do we?
You're saying it's not nice to do. I'm saying you can do it, but it's frowned upon.
It's frowned upon. It's cried upon. It's beyond frowned upon.
There's just no escape. If you did that switch, the original sister would be mad. That would jeopardize their relationship, unless maybe it's on the way out. But he also said he loves the original sister.
But what if the new girl gets married to the guy? Then I feel like it's a funny story. It's like, you know,
They'll love that at Thanksgiving. Everyone's back together.
You know, I used to fuck your aunt.
Yeah.
Pass the chicken. What's the deal with Canadian Thanksgiving?
It's the same thing.
Is it really?
It's the exact
but
same
you don't
thing.
Have... But not on the same... Is it on the same day?
No, it's in October. But you don't have pilgrims.
That's un-American.
Yeah, by design.
All right.
What is this?
Asylum!
Where's the embassy?
Take me back, please, to Detroit. I don't care. I'll go.
Mike Pence carries you off stage.
I'll fucking go. I'm threatened. All right.
Yeah.
Can we get a lady's name? Oh, Jill Hyatt, right away. What? Somebody yelled Jill Hyatt.
Oh, Jill Hyatt, sure.
Did Ben or Sarah yell that? Because
no, they're from over there. This is a different person.
How would you know
person.
Her name?
We said it a lot at the top of the show.
Very good.
Who do you work for?
Who do you work for?
Jill Hyatt writes, I went down to Mexico on a solo backpacking trip last week.
Hot.
I ended up breaking my foot on the first night.
Hot!
Swing! So now I'm stuck in Mexico. I wasn't expecting...
Bummer. Most people pay a lot of money to go there.
Mister. I wasn't expecting to meet anybody, but then I met Mike. He arrived on Valentine's Day and we hit it off. Do you guys have Valentine's Day in Canada? Or is it like Canadian Valentine's
Day? Yeah, it's called Canadian Valentine's.
Which is like in January or some fucked up shit.
Everything's so ass backwards up here.
Yeah, what do you eat, vanilla?
I want to go back to America with our fucking mass shootings and no health insurance. Hoorah! It's cold up here, man!
He arrived on Valentine's Day and we hit it off, playing around that he was my Valentine. He helped me out so much that trip, and we did not stop laughing. Eventually, we started joking about how everyone would come back for a reunion at our wedding next year. We playfully spoke about how many kids we would have if I would move to the U.S. or he would move to Canada. That's right, she's Canadian. Well, the game of marriage chicken had begun. We decided to take some Molly together and watch the sunset on our last night. Tell everyone how dead serious we were about getting married till he went out and bought a ring and jokingly proposed. I had to take the joke even further and suggested we get married that night. The whole hostel pitched in together and threw us a beach wedding with rings, vows, and a priest. We kissed and I guessed it sparked something in us because we stayed up all night fucking on the beach.
Yeah, it was the kiss, not the Molly.
It was either the chemical drugs or the smooch. We said tearful goodbyes the next day, and I thought I would never see him again. But I got home, and I couldn't stop thinking about Mike. I think I caught the feels for this dude.
You mean your husband?
He emailed and Snapchatted me every day since. He has since invited me to come visit him in Seattle. Here's the problem. Is he just inviting me to hook up? Or does he just want to be my friend? He has told all the family friends of his that he got married and he hasn't let them in on the joke. And they believe him. I have serious feelings for this dude, but he's 34 and lives in Seattle and I'm 23 and I live in Canada. Am I just attached to this joke because it would be the funniest way to get married? Love, Jill Hyatt. Let's give it up for Jill Hyatt.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. She's married.
bits. That is.
I took the bit
elaborate.
One step farther and we had a kid.
Yeah. So now I got this goof. Joke, baby.
Do we have to actually raise this fucker?
It was a prank. And now he's 4.
Anyway, his name's LOL.
Because we did it for the lulls. Have you ever had a passionate weekend tryst and then like sobered up and you're like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Never bits to that degree. Are these guys like improvisers or something? Are these like comedy sports folks?
They just yes and it all the way to.
Yeah. They just zip zap zop
their
way
marriage.
They feel like jokesters.
I feel like you can get lost in romance sometimes.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
You said you even fell in love with Jill Hyatt, the officer that detained you for half an hour.
She was forceful, but sweet.
Does this ring true to you at all, staying in a hostel? You stayed in a hostel once in England. Have you fallen in love for a night?
Yes, of course. Yes, I have. And then remember that the girl in Israel that I hooked up with for a weekend, and we were, like, talking about hanging out, meeting up, and then she, like, emailed me and was like, are you hooking up with other people back in New York? And I was like, oh, no.
What, because she wasn't. She was being true.
I didn't know we were together. I didn't marry anybody on a beach. This girl is concerned.
I feel like I'm on the stand
Look, Your Honor, this is not about me. This is about Jill Hyatt. She's worried that she's like married to a fuckboy. Is that what it is? She's like, I'm going to meet up with this guy, and I think he just wants to hook up, which...
It could be true.
You married him.
Maybe he's... Well, you know, you can... I don't know what the laws are in Mexico, but you might need to sign a piece of paper. So I don't know.
I think anything goes down there.
But does that hold up in a court? Here.
In Canada?
In Canada? In Canada.
Fucking anything goes in Canada, too.
Anything does not go here, sir.
What's the court system? Do you guys have magistrates? That seems like something Canada would
have. We have grand wizards. We're run by the KKK.
Oh, shit, we can finally relate on something.
Yeah, man, it's chill. It's really chill.
So the third K stands for Canada?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Krispy Kreme Canada.
You said I love you for the first time on Molly once at Burning Man. This seems kind of similar
this
to that.
Wait, you
said I love you for the very first time in your life?
No, I said it for the first time to somebody I had just met.
Oh.
Because
that's okay. People put so much weight on I love you. If you watch any Bachelor fans, I love that fucking show. But you just get a glimpse, into like what everyone in the world is like taught, at least here in North America, where it's like, oh my God, I saved up all my coins. And today I said, I love you to him or her. And it's like, who cares? Like, love all the time. It's the best. Why do you put all that weight on those words? It's so stupid.
Like, you can just love whoever you want and
say
it.
Well, I don't know. You can make it as special as you want
it. I love you.
Huh?
I love you.
Me?
Yeah.
That's cool, dude. I don't know. I like you. You're cool.
This sucks.
I feel that potentially we could take our relationship to almost the next level. But yeah, that's what I think on that stuff.
So what? What? Yes, threesome, of
course.
Right.
With who? The cast? Oh, us three.
Oh, us three fuck right now on stage? Don't. No. If that started happening, you guys are like, yeah, do it. If that started happening, what a weird night that would be.
I think we would walk the entire room. Everybody would leave except for you guys.
There's always these moments in your life, if you've pushed too far and suddenly the thing you thought was going to be cool starts happening and the reality sets in and like suddenly we're all kissing each other and I'm grabbing for their dicks.
Right.
And they're like, they spin me around and I get fucked in front of you and it's hard and it's like, that would have never happened for me. So
real.
I'm like, ow, oh no. And it would be scary. You could see the fear in my eyes and you guys would be like, yeah, do it. That would be so crazy. You gotta think about this stuff.
Before you just yell it out, because next time we're gonna fucking do it.
There's consequences. Let America be examples. There's consequences for your crazy ideas. You can have Trump as president.
Right.
Ha ha ha, what craziness.
Which takes us back to this question, because every time you're like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if, then sometimes you have a fucking husband that you met in Mexico, and then sometimes you have a racist tangerine as the president.
A racist tangerine.
Yeah, and then sometimes three dudes who've known each other for a while have sex in front of a live audience.
And honestly, that doesn't seem that crazy to me.
Just as long as they play the theme from Requiem for a Dream at the end, yeah. So wait, what do we think here?
I think she can see him again. You don't have to put a lot of weight on it. He probably wants to hook up. He doesn't want to be your friend.
He may really like you, but it's impossible at this point. Also, you're 23, like, chill.
I think this dude thinks that. I think this dude loves her.
I think he likes her, but
he's 34
when you have
and didn't tell his friends that he was joking.
They had a magical night.
When you're 34 and you have a summer camp, sleepaway, vacation, Mexico fling, and you're like, "I love you, 23-year-old little thing."
On MDMA, don't forget
on MDMA.
About the ecstasy.
And then she comes to visit you in Seattle, and it's raining. You know, God, Seattle rains. Oh, the Pacific Northwest. You wouldn't know anything about it. Anyway, temperate rainforest. It's beautiful country. Anyway,
you're thinning before our very eyes.
It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Don't look.
Anyway, when she goes there, the weekend, like 12 hours in, he's gonna be like, "Oh, she's in college," and you're just he's gonna know. That sounds dismissive, but you just always know.
Because for every happy Saturday, there's a suicide.
Do you think they get a?
Yeah.
Do they get it?
Wait, what'd you say? I blocked that one out. What'd you say?
I said for every happy Saturday, there's a suicide Sunday.
It's a Molly thing.
That's when you fucking blow your brains out. When you realize the true love of your life, she's probably fucking somebody else in Canada.
Wow.
My joke was just going to be, do you think they get a fake divorce or something? But that was funny.
That's funny.
No, they could have a joke divorce and go down to City Hall.
Right. I don't want to.
And they could have joke spousal support.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, that's silly. Okay.
It's just that you really killed it with the fucking killing himself thing. Yeah.
I thought I was like, oops, sorry. I said something kind of like gross, man gross about like, yeah, she's just in college. And everyone was like, weird thing to say, dude. And then you fucking saved me by just...
I like, dived on the grenade.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So she should go?
I think she should go. YOLO, man. Have fun. Yeah. What is it really all that bad if you go there for a weekend and he's like, I just wanted to have sex. And then it sounds like you guys had great sex.
Yeah, you guys had good sex.
All
and
night?
You married him so you could have sex with your husband. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. This next question is actually very thematically appropriate to some of the jokes you've been making, Thomas.
Oh.
It's almost as if you knew it was coming. But you didn't. Do you have a guy's name that we can call this man?
A guy. He's asking me. He looked right in my eyes and he asked me.
That was very clear. Thomas will wait for utter silence.
And it needs to be 8 minutes.
Jerry Seinfeld. I'd like him to be named Jerry Seinfeld, but not the comedian, the character from the hit television show Seinfeld.
Yeah, and based on the who it is.
All right.
Very similar to his actual self, but Jerry Seinfeld writes.
No, they're totally different.
I recently had three of my friends over at my house the other week. We were watching...
I can guess. Yeah. Elaine, Kramer, Newman.
We were watching 2001 A Space Odyssey, and we were having a good time. About halfway through the movie, one of my friends just started to strip naked. It was hot in the basement, and we were all dudes, so I didn't really care a whole lot. After a while, I started hearing noises. I looked over, and one of my naked friends was receiving a hand job from another one of my friends. They all took turns jerking each other off, and... I sat and watched the movie, kind of pretending I didn't notice what was going on.
You're so chill.
I'm an open-minded guy.
I'll let you continue.
I'm an open-minded guy, and I have no problems with homosexuality. But I thought it was sort of rude of them to do this on my couch.
I mean, this is some of Kubrick's finest work.
I'm not sure if I should say anything about it or not. But I'm kind of afraid of having them over again for fear that they might start jerking each other off again. If you could give me some advice, that'd be cool. Love, Jerry Seinfeld. Let's go with Jerry.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I would like to get that verified. That sounds cuckoo bananas.
I mean, what was 2001 but Kubrick jerking off onto a screen? I mean, let's talk about it.
If this question
it was
auto-fellatio
at best.
Look, if this question really is, should I bring this up? Yeah, what the fuck? Hey, guys.
No, I think it's weird to bring it up after the fact. You can't like start a group thread, name it fucking circle jerk dudes.
I gotta know though, like, were they gay? Were they?
No, it was hot in the basement. What don't you?
Jake was the guy.
It was hot.
Was it like a group of? I want to know if it was a group of gay men or like a group of until that point straight guys, and then shit just got weird on one end of the couch.
Something unlocked it. I think you have to watch Spartacus next weekend.
Yeah.
You just watch a Clockwork Orange with your. With your parents, and you've got to find out if it's Kubrick.
Spartacus is not, I think, but Clockwork Orange is.
Really?
Yeah.
Spartacus?
Is it?
That's my fucking dude. Fuck you, man.
I mean, you guys are both wrong,
fuck
but I
you,
stand
man.
Corrected.
Now you have to have a threesome.
Yeah, that's the same guy that yelled threesome. I don't trust his opinions.
I think you got a lot of artistic integrity.
Foursome?
Is that you and us three, or is it you two and us two?
It's us. We're watching Full Metal Jacket having a fucking lemon
Full Metal
party.
Jacking off.
Yeah. What would you do?
I'm going to take this story at face value and assume that it's real.
Yeah.
That is like, I get it. Honestly, it's not the fact that it's jacking off. It's the dishonesty and the secrecy.
This is you having a sit-down conversation with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you guys can jerk off. A, it's kind of, it is a bit rude that you did it in my basement.
Yeah. No, you're bare ass on my couch. That's
disrespectful. Like, I thought we were all having fun. Yeah, like, get nude, Todd. Like, have fun. That's hilarious. Oh, you're going to keep watching the movie? Okay, sure. And then I glance over, and then there's, like, multiple sets of
right.
hands
then it's,
on penises.
Todd's nude, and Greg and Tom are jerking him off.
And why, I mean, not that I would say yes, but why wasn't I invited? Like, why... Why didn't I get a little hand on my thigh like, hey, you want in on this?
Yeah. We're all like, splitting a pizza.
Yeah. Are you just using me for my Blu-ray? What's going on? From my Laserdisc?
I forgot you had that Laserdisc collection. Yeah. The giant CD.
Yeah, so I'd almost feel hurt and excluded in a way.
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable to like bring it up after the fact. I feel like you have to catch them in the act. You should have turned around and just been like, guys... What the heck are you doing?
This is a good part.
What if they hang out all the time? What if these are like the bros for life, right? And they call them, you know, oh, there goes the Kubrick brothers because they like have a Kubrick fan
dressed
club.
Up as the Clockwork Orange dudes.
The Kubi crew.
The Kubi boys.
Dooby crew.
And they go to the old Flannerty's pub all the time and drink brews and talk Kubrick. I think the next time they're sharing brews, Jerry Seinfeld's perfectly in his right to be like, hey, man, about that one time,
oh,
I don't know if
yeah.
you guys knew that I
the
saw.
The jerking off thing.
Yeah, don't act blasé about it.
Sorry.
What are you talking about?
I just knew you'd fucking bring it up. We were talking about, I was blowing him and we were talking about it.
Yeah, I remember you were blowing me and we were talking about it and you were all like.
I slapped the dick out of his mouth. I bet Thomas brings up the fact that I jerked.
Jerry.
What?
My name's Jerry.
Right. We know who wrote this. Would you say something while it's happening?
Yeah, you gotta turn around while it's happening and be like, quit it.
Knock it off!
Not in my basement!
Knock it off, you homos!
Bring it up to the den!
This is a straight viewing session. Yeah, you have to say, and it's not because it's a gay thing. Even if you were chicks jerking each other off.
Actually, that'd be hot.
That would have really, really hot.
USA! 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 Sorry. Amir spent a summer in conversion camp. And he...
I gotta be honest, I think it's really rude that they didn't even try to include him. Imagine him. You look over and you're like, what? You're like a bit confused. You're like, I can't believe this is happening. And like no one, and you're just like, you're fucking Johnny Man out. Like, why? What if I wanted that? You didn't even offer the Oreo cookie to me.
Maybe that's a good way to bring it up. You can say you're offended that you weren't invited rather than that you're pissed that it happened. Don't be mad that it happened. Be sad that you weren't there.
That's not the saying, but...
Oh, whatever. We'll slap it on a bumper sticker and see who buys it.
Zero sales. Wow.
We're about halfway done with the show, so let's get a round of applause as we get to our break.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Am I the only one having a second whiskey?
Yeah.
You're not
gonna... Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I still have some left.
That's sort of my issue. Whoa, I didn't say... Yeah, sure, if you guys want to chant that, sure. Chug, 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 chug.
Chug, yeah! Chug, 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 chug.
Yes! Bottoms up, middle... Oh, no.
It's just water.
Dude, he spewed.
You gotta stay hydrated, man.
Woo!
I try to avoid water at all costs.
This one was written by an Australian. I thought it'd be funny if you read this one. Cold, but in an Australian accent.
Arnar.
If you got an Australian name, that would be even better. It's the one in bold right there.
An Australian name? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Oh, if it's a boy, Australian, his name's probably like Bodie Crotison or something. Yeah, Bodie Crotison. Full on fair dinkum. Okay. Okay. Recently, the Australian climate has been especially unbearable, with temperatures up to 40 degrees C or 104 Fahrenheit in the old money. That's funny. He's already quite cheeky. And winds reaching gale Bettinger strength gusts. And winds reaching gale Bettinger strength gusts. What's a Bettinger?
I don't know. Okay. Very Australian.
This has resulted in many of the chicky babes round the northern beaches to slip into sexy sundresses. When the breeze picks up, those dresses go reverse skydiving and one can have a cheeky peek at those peaky cheeks. I'm kind of reading it. I sound a bit like Aussie Man, you know, like Aussie Man reviews. Oh, look at this badger. Yeah. The problem comes here. My girlfriend of 2 months is fed up with me having a right old geeze at their gorgeous bums and flattering fannies. She's insecure about her own behind as it ain't no bubble butt. Nah, what I'm saying. Last time she caught me having a fondle out of a fat beach bum, she spewed threatening to dump and sue.
Dump and sue?
Sue, yeah, like a lawsuit. Grabbing a girl's behind is regarded as a compliment down under. Debatable, I think. And one fine piece of rump I took a bite of now enjoys a bit of slap and tickle when the missus is out. She doesn't have a problem with me groping and staring. She knows what men are like.
It's not, she said she's going to sue you. She does have a problem with it.
Maybe the girl that gets slapped doesn't have a problem with it. So what would you do? No. So what would you to do? Schlick with the chick or clench and endure the other wench?
Love?
Perpetually classy Australian. Love, Crody Brodison.
Yeah. Great work.
That guy's definitely from Brisbane, right?
Oh, that's a Bris Vegas move through and through. So his girlfriend doesn't like when he looks at bums.
Not only looks, but touches.
Yeah, like, touches, which is a compliment down
what
under.
What kind of crazy reverse engineering did that culture... Like, they were like... Slapping people's ass is regarded as a compliment down here. Like,
yeah, no.
That's right? Him explaining it to his girlfriend. But then there's also this girl that he's fucking on the side, which he sort of slipped in there real quick, who doesn't mind when he touches bums. In fact, she knows how guys are. So should he stay with a mistress who doesn't give a shit, or should he stay with his girlfriend who doesn't like it for whatever reason that he slaps strangers on the ass?
It could be, and this is just me, I'm not Dr. Phil, but it could be that he's maybe not ready to be in a relationship. It may be that he should just be single.
Where did you get that from?
I don't know.
You can be in love and also want to slap everybody's ass.
That's 100% true. Want to is the key word there.
Oh, but in Australia, it's a compliment.
I've been there, and I never experienced that.
Yeah. Are there any Australians here? That makes sense.
In Winnipeg?
Yeah.
I think the closest thing is us.
To an Australian.
To Australian?
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Sorry, no, you're super Jewish, man.
But for me to be a pretty Australian dude means a lot.
No, you're not. I took it back.
Coming from you. And I appreciate it.
Are there any other Jewish people in Winnipeg? Cool. Very cool.
I like that. Keeps me warm.
What about anyone with names that sounds like they were born out of a Charles Dickens novel? Anyone sort of sound like Neville Longbottom or Thomas Middleditch? Boy, I don't know what to tell this guy other than like, don't. Like, other than just right. like grab him by the shoulders and just like, be like, chill the fuck out, man.
Yeah, both are bad. If you stay with... I mean,
maybe he's part of this lifestyle, man. Maybe he just needs to be, you know, poly. You know, read a few books, Esther Perel or something.
If you want to read up on poly, but then, like, still, you should break up with a girlfriend that doesn't like you looking at other girls' butts because you are, it seems like, actively fingering another girl's butt.
Yeah. he's up in that crawl.
Yeah. So you don't want to, don't be with the girl that doesn't let you touch the other girl's butt.
Yeah, man. If you a hound dog... and you just need to be a hound dog, go be the hound dog. But don't drag other people along on the leash.
Including the random people.
Because then you're tugging, and both myself and Cesar Millan don't like a dog that tugs. Heel.
You're the dog.
At my level or behind.
You're the dog whisperer. Nobody else can understand what Cesar Millan is saying but you. this guy needs to probably chill out.
Yeah, and that. He should probably invite...
It's not always the answer, or in this show, has it ever been the answer? But I respect the effort.
Yeah, maybe one of these ones... I mean, how weird would it be if, like, the next question is, you know, do I need to have a threesome? I think I need to have a threesome in order to save my marriage or something. And then you guys are like, now.
They're fast asleep.
Yeah, they miss it.
Waking up in church on Sunday. Yeah.
Threesome! Oh, my God.
Guys, you called it. Called what? Threesome. What? No, I did. What year is it?
I fell asleep when they started fucking each other.
You missed it.
Do you guys have time for one more question?
We concluded that one.
What's that?
I like to have like an ending summary, a closing statement on each one. You guys just move on without a closing statement. Verdict. You need a verdict, don't we? Don't we need to adjudicate this man's life?
Okay. Well, yeah. Why don't we can all come up with our final answer.
The final answer. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Break up with your girlfriend. Keep on hooking up with the girl that doesn't mind when you touch other people's butts, but get permission before you slap other people's butts.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Mine is the exact opposite on all three.
That's
so weird. Stay with the girl, touch people who don't want to be touched, and stop cheating on your girlfriend for crying out loud. Enough is enough, bucko. Call me old-fashioned.
Well,
that
my
is
advice,
very old-fashioned.
My advice is to keep hanging 10, keep searching those waves, and honestly, escalate your bum grab game to like grabbing strangers' butts and screaming in their ass crack.
so loud that it comes out of their mouth without them knowing.
Just like sneaking up behind people, grabbing them, and
the sound of a fart should come out of their mouth.
I think someone just screamed in my butthole.
Why, that's the best compliment I've ever
gotten. That guy that's running away, he just screamed in my butthole. I think I fucking love him.
It wasn't me, but I thought it was that guy.
Yeah,
it wasn't me. It wasn't me. But I'll get him for you.
You have shit on your lips.
Huh?
Oh, no, yeah, that was from someone else.
That you did that to.
I did it. Arsehole.
Yeah, we all do it. It's Australia, mate, but I didn't do it to you.
It's regarded as a compliment.
That guy did. The guy on the motorcycle. It's true. I did it. I screamed in your butthole.
Where are you from, sir?
The west part of Australia. Everywhere, but I'm from Tasmania. That's south. I know.
He gets the geography of Australia.
Nobody knows what we sound like. flying back into the sun. The smallest fart noise at the end.
Tasmania. Have you ever screamed into a part?
Of course.
I have.
Hmm?
As a joke, I've screamed into a vagina.
What'd you scream? Echo?
Echo. It screamed right back at me. It was like that scene in Ghostbusters. Winston! No, it didn't scream back at me, but it did elicit a couple giggles.
from the girl and everybody then. At Sanctum watching.
Yeah.
Gwyneth had a ball.
Yeah. Gwyneth
in her mouth.
It. She was
so
like,
she couldn't say
she
anything.
She was like, you are a riot. Do me.
And for only $59, you can be a riot too.
$59,000. Sanctum.
You think for that much money they could buy a vowel?
Nice. Have you ever screamed on a penis?
Stop asking us if we've screamed on
perverted body parts. No, man, I'm serious. Because you looked at your brother fully clothed one time, didn't you?
I once used the dick as a flute, but I would never scream into its urethra. Can we ask the last question? What's that?
That's trying to get your lips around the urethra and blowing as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The thinness of a Capri Sun straw.
And you're like, what are you doing? I'm giving you a blowjob.
It's not going to make a sound unless you can get a reed in there.
Yeah, you got to slam a reed.
You need to have a
reed. Yeah.
Oh, come on, grow up.
You have to have a reed. Yeah, when I was a boy, I was hanging out with another friend of mine, and I mentioned,
where is this gonna go?
I mentioned a blowjob, even though I kind of knew what it was, but I didn't really know. And he was like, "What? What is that?" And I'm like, "I didn't want to say because I kind of didn't really know." And he's like, "Tell me." And we're at my house, and my parents and brother are in the next room, and he's like, "Fine." And he starts blowing on my face, and he goes, "I'm giving Tom a blowjob." And my brother comes in, literally about to punch us. And he goes, "What?" And he goes, "I'm giving Tom a blowjob," and then like blows on my face. And he just goes, "Don't do that, man." And like leaves. That was it.
What you wanted to do
was kind of like,
suck his dick.
And then I wanted to be like, it has something to do with a penis, dude.
Your brother comes off as sort of a dark
hero
in that. Like a conflicted
dark
hero.
A
dark hero?
Yeah, like a hero with a weird past. Like,
that's
it's nice that
man.
He came to your defense, but it's weird that he came in and he wanted to punch a kid that was blowing you.
Yeah, he should have been more accepting. He should have run in and been like, "I'm so proud of
you.
6-year-old boy getting a blowjob."
Six. Oh, yeah, unsolicited advice. Do you have any?
I thought he was calling that unsolicited advice.
Oh, no, that's
that
a new segment on our podcast that we haven't ever done at a live show before.
Yeah, do you have any piece of unsolicited advice that nobody really asked for, but you truly believe in and it could help a lot of people?
Wait, I know we have to do the stinger.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't have it. I'll put it
in. I know the guitar riff.
All right, go.
Unsolicited advice.
Mom, I'm coming.
Nice.
It's kind of a potty show, huh?
Yeah, it's full body high.
It's a bit of a potty show.
Yeah.
Very blue.
Anyway,
give me an example, like how real, like how deep.
An 18-year-old Thomas comes to you and says, what's the one thing you know now that you
wish
I knew?
A few weeks ago, we said everybody should get a water pick, which is like something to clean the crap out of your gums. Who here bought a water pick?
Oh.
Really? Off of our shit? No way. Did you use our Amazon affiliate code?
Lock the doors. Welcome to the sanctum. Jake actually once suggested people read the Game of Thrones book, so here you have it. Proof is in the pudding.
You really don't want me to read an excerpt. Asha Greyjoy was seated in Galbark Glover's long hall.
Whoa, no spoilers, bro. So if there's anything you could offer anybody listening, whether they've asked for it or not, do you have any piece of unsolicited advice? I know we're kind of putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
And you can take as long as you need, and we'll just edit this part out, you know?
Or make it longer. It explodes. Somebody just threw a Bible at Jake. You could learn a thing or two. Yeah.
This one's cool. This is, if it was on Amazon used books, they would say it was in fair condition. And I respect that.
It's a fair condition this day and age.
To read Asha Greyjoy on this fucking page.
Tommy? This is crazy. You're a very wise guy.
Yeah, but I'm straddling between being like too like hippie, like just like support each other. And like, you know what? I got veneers and I love them. So if you're thinking about it, do it. Like
that's two good pieces of advice. support yourself and change your teeth.
You changed your teeth?
I changed my teeth. Well, I did it in two different times. And the first time I literally sat, it was a new dentist and she was Russian. And she
What year was this?
Russian?
7 years ago. 7 years ago? She's Russian, from the country of Russia.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I thought she was just like, did a half-assed
like,
job.
Sorry,
like,
right.
I got a high turnover here.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. So I am a very like, teeth are in my head. I've had like years of braces and all this kind of stuff. And all they're physically located in my head, as all of yours are. So it's just been a thing, always like the teeth. And then I sit down and she's like, have you ever thought about getting veneers? I was like, no, never. And she's like, you should, because...
ugly.
At the top, kind of, like, your two front teeth at the top, they're so narrow, and at the bottom, they're so wide. It looks like you have a condition.
Well, now I'm staring at you. Yeah, I can tell.
No, it's fixed now.
I'm so sorry.
And Thomas has great teeth.
Yeah, so we talked about it. I ended up saying, yeah, sure, let's do it. And it's weird. She didn't really tell me the process, but for those of you considering it, just so you know, they file your teeth down into little like fangs.
Wait,
which is
so
kind of intense.
Your two front teeth basically look like Hershey's Kisses. Thin at the top, fat at the bottom.
Yeah, they're nasty.
And then they shave down the fat part so they look like thin.
Have you ever seen your teeth without the veneer on them?
No, I'm embarrassed to say that when they filed them down, the guy, the assistant, who always talked to me about his fucking YouTube series.
Sorry about that.
And I was
that.
Like, buddy, I'm not going to plug you on the fucking gram. Anyway.
How about now, though, on our podcast?
Yeah, it's not happening. I can't remember. Never saw it.
Dental jams.
Anyway, they filed forever, and they got to go get something, and he just goes, hey, don't look in the mirror.
Oh, my God. I was like, I'm going to leave one here.
I was like, what? Because up until that point, because they didn't tell me, file them into Dragon Points.
It's like the Joker.
Up until that point, I thought they were kind of just like molding them.
Yeah,
you know, like taking away
them.
The edge. But then, and so I was like, don't look in the mirror. Whatever do you mean, sir? And
you
then
grab a hand mirror.
I didn't look in the mirror because I was too scared, but I felt it with my tongue, and I did feel that they were two little Dragon Points, and I cried.
And you're like,
and then
oh,
she came back. She's like, what's wrong? Like, I'm weak. Like, I'm stupid.
Is your condition, the teeth condition, called being a little bitch? Yeah. She said.
I didn't know such ugly teeth turns you into such a big pussy.
So you were crying when she returned?
I'm crying when she returned, but I kind of, you know, I wiped it away. You know, it was a single tear, a man's tear.
Oh, man.
A tear made of grease and oil and dirt.
And she's like, do you want to change the shape of your tear? It's also weird and ugly. Yeah. I give you a nice tear. Straight.
Yeah, we should do a veneer tear duct.
The tears.
You will cry diamonds. But anyway, yeah, she patched it up and you get temporary teeth for a little bit, which is kind of weird. Like little like placeholder caps, which are ugly because your like fucking bloody ass gums are like caught in them. It's so weird. It's a weird one. But now I'm pretty and everybody has to admire me.
Were you self-conscious about them? Were you like, I got new teeth, just so you know, or did nobody even notice?
No, but I think it's funny to talk about. I think it's hilarious. I'm not embarrassed. It's so funny. I've fallen victim to vanity, and I've got my teeth corrected. Isn't that hilarious? I think that's funny.
And don't they look fucking phenomenal?
I think they do. I also got the bottom four done, man. I'm thinking about doing this and that.
Oh, yeah.
I want the nose off to the side. I
you
want
go
the
back
chin.
In looking exactly like the dentist.
Yeah, I want the chin gone. I want the Adam's apple enlarged. I want the neck retracted. And the,
you're
the back
about
of my skull
like
shaved.
A trout.
I want my kneecaps switched and actually put on the back so my knees go the other way.
That's
and
a flamingo.
I want my fingers removed so I've just got them, so I'm a super perpetual positive guy. And I want my the location, not the function, the location of my penis and asshole reversed, but I still want to pee out the front and shit out the back. And
you want to shit out your penis?
I'm not done. I'm not
leg.
Done. Oh. And I would like my belly button sewn shut so it's nice and flat. And
that's fine. That's
and
normal.
And I want to replace my eyebrow hair with the like actual with my head hair so
Why?
It's like long and like. Just beautiful and flowy, and it's like
beautiful,
I'm like those
flowy.
Dogs that it's like they're always mad because they have hair in their eyes.
But then you'll also be shitting out of your penis, which is now on your ass.
Yeah.
I want
to be hot, dude.
If there are any talented artists listening at home, I want them to sketch what you just described.
And we will
please
we'll make
do
that our new
art.
Podcast art. It will just be if I were you with just this photo on iTunes.
Thomas, some sort of demon man.
I will. And tag me on the gram. I love fan art. I love that stuff, especially if it's good. If it's shit, I don't know. Who knows?
Here comes Thomas, that little prick with a dick for an ass and an ass for a dick.
I made it into a Dr. Seuss book. That's great.
I don't know. What happens now? Do we go back?
We had to do a one last question and lightning round it.
All right.
We've gone over.
All right.
Good work, everybody. Did you guys have fun?
So do we. Thank you. Did your foot fall asleep, buddy?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's okay.
It's all right. All right. Perfect.
Sort
Surge,
dude?
Man. Read one last question, dude.
Surge, dude.
Oh, Surge, dude?
Surge, dude is this character where it's like this guy who's sort of just like cool, whatever, but he's kind of like a six-year-old. So he's like, Surge, dude, let's play Guess Who, dude. Like, Surge, dude, let's fucking color, man.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
shapes, dude. I love fucking triangles. Let's fucking sketch shit, Surge, dude.
Oh, yeah. I want to play Play-Doh, Surge, man.
Yeah. He wears like a flat brim like fox hat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really just wants to like do shit like let's play with beads, Serge.
Yeah.
Like my mom got me these beads.
Yeah. And he's got like the Bieber hair, but when you take the hat off, he's like really balding on the top.
Yeah, exactly.
He's phase. I know my YouTube stars.
Yeah.
He's
phase. Serge dude writes, I'm in a bit of an emotional crossroad and could really use your help. My girlfriend and I have been together for almost 14 months.
Like the age
wait,
of a
wait,
baby.
Wait, how did it start?
I'm in a bit of an emotional crossroads and could really use your help.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I have been together for almost 14 months and we've been intimate, not performing sexual intercourse, but I have fingered her on multiple occasions.
What a fucking dork.
Dweeb alert. But here's where the problem lies.
I have fingered her.
On multiple occasions.
According to my calculations, both my index and middle finger have petted rather heavily around her crotch region.
Oh, that's the worst too.
This one? Those are not the worst two. Those are your primary fingering fingers.
Primary?
You're doing the ring?
I'm doing these two. You gotta get the leverage on either side. Rock and roll, brother!
Wait.
I feel like there are too many guys here, not enough ladies.
Girls, is he right? Yeah, I don't. Mixed.
I think I'm on your side.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Isn't this one like, isn't this the weird finger that you can't lift up or whatever when you're like that?
Yeah,
like,
I feel like that'll
disqualify.
It's your pinky's best friend.
Yeah, I don't.
Wait, which do you do? Same guy that yells threesome a lot, suggesting fisting people.
But you don't enter. You know that you don't enter with the fist. You enter with the fingers and then turn it into a fucking diddler.
Amir,
you don't actually like, here, are you ready? You don't punch through the vagina and they're like, I fisted a girl. She would be like, ah, and like pass out from pain. You gently and then rummage. Go. Why these?
I don't want to step on the fisting advice.
What are you talking about, these two?
That's
cuckoo. How do you even...
Because you got the support on either side of the labia.
That is either side of the labia? Oh, so you're talking about like...
This is so graphic. I'm so sorry.
You're talking about meat management.
That is how you bowl.
Yeah, meat. Oh, good Lord.
For anyone
listening at home, I'm currently fingering Amir's ass to show everybody.
No, that's how you bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is how I... Wait. Yes. I'm proud to say that I'm quicker to know how I finger somebody than how I bowl.
In all my years of fingering, and I got to be honest, I've been fingering since I was 2 years old. I have never
way too
seen
early.
The
ever.
Finger ever in my life seen fingering done with the ring finger.
This is your brother after he barges in on you again.
Oh, wait.
Oh my God.
You do it with the ring
in the
finger.
Porns. That's how you get the, it's a, because they go there, they're going crazy.
It's the most strength.
Oh
you can
my
hold
God,
the most
yes,
strength.
Because the ring finger gets in the
it's
way
the
otherwise.
Horns, man.
It's symmetrical.
Oh my God. Molly, I'm coming for you.
I'll be home in 3 days, baby.
Of course. Jake, you're a wizard.
Molly is your cat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right, the question.
Oh, my God. Do you know that Tim and Eric bit where they... out of the galaxy? That's what's happening right now.
The last time I was at her house, we were kissing passionately, and I put my hand on her ass, and I rubbed it. This was completely out of character for me, but she seemed to really like it. And she was getting more and more into it. I personally don't like butt stuff when it comes to intimacy, but my girlfriend was really into it. So my question is, when we are intimate again, should I rub her ass? Or do I just pretend that never happened? Sorry for the long question. Love the show. Love Serge Dude. Let's give it up for Serge Dude.
That wasn't a long question, and it wasn't butt stuff.
He was just touching her butt, and she was so into it.
I'm usually not into butt stuff. Touching a butt?
That guy has to be, like, 13. That's got to be... He's got to be new to the whole thing. That is... I can't decide if I want to be sad or not.
Yeah.
Like, that bums me out.
I don't know. I think I feel happy for him.
Yeah, he's
really?
Naive. He's new.
He's new. Yeah.
He's like at the threshold of the forest, but it is an enchanted forest, and he's going to walk through it, and he's going to get to...
Read.
Actually, yeah.
This is perfect.
I don't need it. So he is walking into the Godswood, actually, and he's going to find the Werewood tree, which I think is the anus. Anybody who's listening...
Well, look, here.
Oh, sorry.
Can I?
Ahead.
Oh, no.
No.
He was taking a very long traumatic pause. He was not.
You're trying to get one of the.
I wasn't going to recover from it.
No. Well, because you. Like, I can get it if in his mind he's like, next stop, like, I got to lick a butthole. Like,
It's a slippery slope.
I really don't want to do that. Like, it's a slippery, I understand people do that, but that's where you poo.
From mound to anus, it is a slippery slope.
So, like, I could get in his mind, like, man, I really wasn't planning on this. But, like, I think even if you don't go there, like, just isn't touching a butt, even if you're, like, even if you're new, isn't that pretty fun?
Yeah, I mean...
in Australia, it's done 24/7.
You got it as a compliment, yeah.
It's how you tip a waitress, yeah?
Yeah. Good pizza.
Thanks for the avocado toast.
Wow, you must be really grateful.
So I feel like just, you know, don't get too ahead of yourself. Just enjoy, you know, squeezing a tush.
Yeah. So the specific question was, when we are intimate again, should I rub her ass again? It seems like the answer is
100%.
Yes.
100%. Are there any ladies that are like, do whatever, don't rub my ass? Ask her. But I think they're at the point where they're like, I mean, they're kissing. It would be 14 months. I feel like it would be weird if they're
14 months
like,
and he's just grabbing her ass now. So he's definitely
like,
13.
If they're making out and he's like, and knowing how this guy fucking talks, he's like, excuse me, m'lady. May I grab your ass?
And she was into it when it happened borderline
she
accidentally.
Loved it. Mm-hmm. He grazed it and she nearly fainted. I think the green light, I think go to town, explore, challenge yourself, maybe go between the cracks.
I think you gotta go between the cracks. That's how you actually decide if you're actually an ass man.
So there's this test that you do to decide if you're an ass man.
An ass man? You going to the Ass Man Comedy Festival?
The Ass Man Comedy Festival. This guy's opening. So the first level is touching the...
Dad, quit it.
Quidditch? Still got it. Or don't. Either way is cool by me. It's freezing out.
You're touching your son's ass.
Absolutely.
Cool fanny pack.
Level one of touching butt is touching the cheek, right?
Sure.
That's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that doesn't make you an ass man. That just makes you normal.
That's standard.
It makes you fine.
Yeah.
So what's second base?
Second ass base?
Yeah.
Oh.
A full grab.
A separation?
Separation's kind of cool.
Separation's kind of cool.
Oh, sorry. I should just clarify that I am an ass man.
Yeah, no, I just like it. Like, oh, yeah.
Like, separation's kind of cool.
That's hot.
Oh,
that's
church and state.
Yeah.
It's so sad, but that's how much I like ass. That this fucking loser describing it to me on stage is getting me like, okay.
This is part of Thomas's edging YouTube video series too. Third base obviously is sticking a little finger in the butt.
Yeah.
The hole.
Uh-huh.
And then lastly, fourth base. We all know the answer to that.
No, that's not even last. Would you rank, if we're at fourth or fifth?
This is not baseball anymore, right?
Do you guys have baseball in Canada? Because Thomas is confused. There's five bases now.
Third or fourth, the Blue fifth Jays. Base. The extra bases.
The sixth base.
What's the highest base?
Four.
Penile into, sorry, no, we lost one. She's out of here. She's like, I've heard enough.
I can't believe she lasted this long. That's really impressive.
I was really interested.
You were talking about fisting someone.
That was fine, but tread lightly. See what you're saying?
Is the higher base penile into butthole or licking it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Penis
because licking is more intimate, but sex is often considered the home run.
I don't think if you asked a girl that a tongue is more intimate than a full penis in her ass.
I think so.
You think really?
Yeah, because you're tasting it.
No, I think.
That being said, I do have a little taste bud on my dick.
Is she tasting it? It is. That is so unwoke of your dumbass.
We are wrestling with a bear that could turn on us at any second. It is. We are teetering on the edge of suddenly it not being fun anymore.
And that's where the comedy is, man.
Because right now it's still fucking hot, right?
Welcome to the Assman Comedy Festival.
I can't handle it.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
Would you rather have a penis or a tongue?
Is what? That's just the, what do you...
Tongue
is farther.
Yeah. Sorry, I gotta go with this dude over here who's been yelling threesome the whole time.
He also thinks Spartacus is a Kubrick movie, which still might be the case. I didn't look that up yet.
It 100% is the case.
Okay, well, yeah, to this young whippersnapper, I say don't be shy, you know. Pat it.
Touch the butt. Touch the butt. Touch the butt.
USA! USA! Trump! Trump! Trump!
MAGA! I drink your liberal tears.
Wow.
Wow, Winnipeg. You guys chanted Trump at the end. That was weird.
That was you.
Really?
Yeah.
I went into a fever dream.
Guys, thank you so much for coming out for tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
And thanks to Thomas Middleditch one
thank
more time.
Thank you, Thomas.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.